Welcome to Fit Food Junkies, addicted to health. My name is Emily E., and I'm a certified group fitness instructor and personal trainer. We will not only talk about fitness and nutrition, but also explore how to build a strong mindset, have ultimate motivation, and how to live life to its fullest. Let's start on our health and fitness journey together. Welcome back to Fit Food Junkies. I am so excited for the episode today. I interview Brian Murphy and Ryan Seaman, the co-founders of Living Prana. Now, Living Prana, their slogan is "The proof is in the prana." It is pancake mixes. They are loaded with 10 plus nutrient-dense superfoods, adaptogens, and functional mushrooms used to revitalize your body, activate your mind, and optimize your day in the most delicious way. They're organic, vegan, grain-free, gluten-free, FODMAP-friendly, kosher, high-fiber, top 8 allergen-friendly, so much more. And they're really used to just supercharge your day with superfood pancakes, and also you can make waffles. I tried this mix for the first time yesterday, and in the episode, you'll hear that I hadn't tried it yet. So right after I tried it, got my mix in the mail. So delicious. I can't even tell you. I just loved how they're mixed with so many healthy ingredients that I know have so many adaptogens and are benefiting my mind and body. If you know me, I have to add chocolate into all my sweets that I have. So I topped it off with some dark chocolate. I even added some blueberries and banana and a little bit of honey. And it was so delicious and something I can incorporate in any meal and any part of the week. So highly recommend trying Living Prana. So delicious. I'm excited for y'all to try it. Now today, so many interesting and unique topics today, like food is medicine and taking the holistic approaches such as functional food, yoga, breath, meditation, and exercise being essential to your well-being. Also, mold toxicity, how to recognize the symptoms and how to recover from it. Taking the leap, saying goodbye to your corporate job and launching your own business. Business insider and investor tips, how to build and sell a business, how to evaluate new investments partners. How to lose 65 pounds over 6 months, a lifelong struggle with weight ends here, and how they came up with Living Prana and started this company on their own from the ground up, benefiting your mind and body. I am so excited to welcome Brian and Ryan. Living Prana is such a cool mix that I recently discovered, and I'd love to hear what your company is, what it does, and all the benefits about it as well.
Yeah. So Emily, we started Living Prana effectively to reboot traditionally unhealthy foods and create healthy alternatives, bringing plant-based and superfood options to the masses, make them more readily accessible. And so at our core pillars, we've established it's really based upon food is medicine, body is temple, earth is essential. As our North Star, really, as we're developing these products, in a world of which the consumer, like you just mentioned, is demanding more and is more conscious around what they're putting in their bodies. Mm-hmm. For us, you know, two key values that we've grown this business upon is transparency and sustainability. Transparency is so important for us. Like you mentioned, we've seen some of the marketing challenges that exist within the food business. And something that's been so important to both Ryan and me is having everybody understand what's in what they're putting in their bodies, where it's coming from, and the impact of which it's going to create or can create. And so that was really important to us. And you'll see an example, like on our website, we have an entire ingredient section that does provides some information around the background and the benefits of the superfood ingredients, for example, because a lot of them are new to people.
It's so crazy because I always try to make my own healthy pancakes and they don't turn out so well. So I'm so excited to try this one. How did this even come into fruition?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Emily. You know, the like so many great innovations, it was born out of necessity. I was at Burning Man a few years ago and was absolutely depleted and knew that my body needed a great many nutrients really fast. And normally I'd make a smoothie and I'd throw in the spirulina and the cacao and the maca and the ashwagandha. And in the absence of a blender, I looked over and saw my pancake mix and just crossed my fingers that it would taste okay. And it ended up tasting amazing. And so I fed my whole camp. And from that, there was so much feedback of, first of all, they were just the most amazing pancakes ever and people were loving them. But then weeks later, people were talking about the shift in their energy and their vitality and what they felt that day and for days to come. And so I've been making them for years, and these are the Prana cakes. And then from there, wanted to kick caffeine at another point in my life. And that's where the brain cakes came to life. So there's one that rejuvenates the body, one that revitalizes the, you know, the physical aspects of ourselves, and that's Prana cakes. Then there's the mental fitness and the cognitive enhancements that brain cakes provide. So they were born, you know, just from that space of an accidental win that became an incredible product that, that Brian, then upon meeting him, he helped bring so much of what Prana cakes are as a product into a marketable, viable commodity, if you will. And we're doing this, you know, together in so many ways with so many different skill sets that we bring to the table that just kind of made this perfect combination of bringing knowledge about nutrients and business savvy into a space of how to make this the most optimal offering to the world and do it in a sustainable way. And it's just been this incredible process that we've got to develop after meeting one another.
I'm a big advocate that food is medicine. I've gone through my own health issues where, you know, doctors told me to go on medicines, or they told me to do this and that, I can't eat this. And I've learned to heal my own health issues with food. And I totally believe in that. And when I find a company like this, it's just so cool that you can trust a company and you're put then things that you're putting into your body are healing. And if you go to their website, livingprana.co, you'll see, like, if you click, I'm looking right now, spirulina, anti-inflammatory properties, you have cacao, ashwagandha, big for endurance, stamina, boost immunity, maca, increase energy levels. Like, you have so much. It's cool because, like, I would never really think about these specific ingredients.
I have become a huge mushroom geek over the last 2 years, effectively since COVID started, primarily for the immunity properties of this way to enhance and balance your immune system. And so as everything was coming around with respect to COVID and what it is or is not, I started supplementing with mushrooms every single day, which I feel like really aided a lot with respect to my health over the last couple of years. But cordyceps is a fascinating one. It is a natural energy booster, and it's been used in alternative medicine for years to treat things such as depression, diabetes, fatigue, even reducing cholesterol. It's very rich in antioxidants, which effectively can help longevity by combating cell damage that happens naturally with aging. Hmm. And, you know, an added bonus is its nickname. It's been known as the Himalayan Viagra. Now it's been studied to improve sexual vitality and function.
The power of mushroom, it's wild. It's wild. And I think not as many people have tapped into that all-encompassing, you know, recipe in your pancake mix. That's so cool. I love it. Ryan, like, going into your story. So kind of, I learned this before, Ryan's kind of like the OG creator, product champion, and Brian's more the brains behind the business, right? You guys make this amazing team that I love. And Ryan, I know that you went through this mold infestation that led to this near-death experience for you, which I'm sure really inspired you to create something that's going to heal your body. So I'd love to hear that journey of yours.
Yeah, well, circling back to something you said about really discovering food as medicine in a way to help heal and bring back to balance what's imbalanced. I had a really severe mold infestation that took me down both physically and psychologically. It was a very dark period in my life. And there was a point at which I was, you know, just trying to figure out why not to take my own life. And it didn't make any sense relative to my life situation. And I would later find out, after being diagnosed with a very severe black mold infestation, that the way mold essentially works is it just kind of hijacks your nervous system. And it just sends you basically into a high stress state that is pretty unrelenting. And so it sent my thought process, my neural cognition, into a just death spiral. It was really a wild journey. And, you know, if not for this little dog that would come over every day, my landlord's dog, I was living in a guest house, and he would just come and, like, nudge me while I was lying on the floor, just crying, not knowing what was happening. it might have turned out differently and not in a good way. But what ended up happening through the process of discovering I had mold and how best to heal it, and I took the approach of Chinese medicine and herbs, and in addition to that, began to see the functional food world that was otherwise kind of, you know, not really in the fore of my awareness. And that was when I discovered the ashwagandha and the maca and the ways to start rebuilding my system as I was extricating the mold out and excavating that that dark mycelial network. You know, it's a profound experience also to kind of find how mushrooms can be this healing herbal intake and mycelial network in the absence of getting the mold out. It was a really incredible process. And that's where, for me, like cordyceps is a big one and ashwagandha as well, for those basic rebalancing mechanisms for a system that had been taken so far out of balance with mold. And so that's kind of the shorter story around it.
Do you know what the cause was of you having the infection?
Yeah. You know, I was unbeknownst to me, I was living in a house that was just infested with mold, and my bed was about 10 feet from the source of the mold. So I didn't know it until I moved out, because it was all building behind this wall of a bookcase that I had. And had I not moved, it might've gone a very different and less fortunate direction, but it was the moving out and the discovery that this was happening. Otherwise I had no idea.
Isn't that crazy when things happen in your life and you just, at the time, it could be like your biggest downfall and you think it's darkness and like there's no end. And the fact that that was such a catalyst for you to come up with something to heal you and other people, I think that's amazing. Like when your story ends up making an impact on other people, you know, and what you create. So I love that you did that. And I'm a Chinese medicine was, I actually took a class in college. It was the traditional, it was called traditional Eastern medicine. And I'm not saying I'm against Western medicine. Western medicine is obviously amazing and, you know, we need it as well. But I think if more people tap into all the benefits and healing factors that Eastern medicine has, it's incredible.
You're absolutely right. You know, I was in Chinese medicine school for a year before traveling to India, and that changed my path. But the understanding of the body as a system and the mechanism of that system and how to address the need to either disperse qi energy or tonify qi, and realizing that there are foods that do exactly that. There are foods that aid digestion, right? Stir up the fire in the body. There are foods that also tonify the body, bring about a level of energy increase or adrenal rebalancing and nourishing. And it's an incredible awareness from an Eastern medical perspective, how you can use food in the same exact perspective of bring a holistic balance back to the body. And when you really understand how these foods work and work together in synergy, it's just pure magic. And, you know, I agree with you on Western medicine having a place, but it's, I think, a default turn to for many people when there are ways to find balance that don't require pharmaceuticals. It's a deeper undercurrent that I think we all have an opportunity to look at. And that's certainly where Living Prana is taking a very strong functional food position on how to optimize our health with just what we put into our bodies on an everyday basis.
I love that you mentioned the word balance, because it's so funny. That's something I've been trying to achieve kind of like my whole life is, you know, whether it's the healing factors of food or different forms of my life that can bring me back to kind of feeling of homeostasis. And I think that's with stress factors and just so many things in life, it's really hard to get there. And I think balance is something I've always tried to achieve. So in terms of, like, of course, food as medicine and doing all the things to feel balancing your life, but what else have you felt in your life other than food that has allowed you to get to some form of homeostasis and heal as well?
Meditation's an essential. And I think that's something that we all can look at the yogis and the sages of old and appreciate that there's a deep continuum of knowledge of what meditation provides relative to knowing balance and attaining balance when we feel imbalanced. That's certainly one. And I'll hand to Brian, because Brian and I both, we'll talk about this every day. We're very deep in our personal practices, and we definitely feed off of each other's knowledge in these ways. And so I'll speak to the meditation as an essential, and Brian, I know, has plenty as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think if I were to add on top of that, it would be my yoga practice. I mean, that is my singular greatest source of balance, both from an everyday standpoint, but also at times where I become either unglued or imbalanced. It's been amazing in my life. It also started right before COVID, where I picked it up and have been into my practice on a daily basis. But the benefits, not only physically from the stretching and the tonifying, but mentally around intention setting and really tuning into your body's energy, and also removing the externalities that tends to occupy people's lives and create stressors and distractions. This is a dedicated time for me to check in with my soul, my heart, and really further my own message and life's purpose.
I love that. And I think that it's like, what does balance mean to you? You know, like what you feel is your balance could be completely different to me, to another person. And I think that's really unique and really special too, is if you're not into meditation or if you're not into yoga, like find what balance means to you, find what makes you feel at your own homeostasis. And I really do feel that once you also find those healing powers of food, it's going to allow you to get closer of what balance means to you.
Absolutely. And like the adaptogens, right? In general, as you welcome adaptogens into your life, what they do in its core function is promote that equilibrium, that homeostasis, right? It helps to reduce and remove the physical and mental stressors that are from environment, relationships, et cetera. And so they're a beautiful thing to bring in. And you know, Ryan and I here being pioneers within the functional food movement of bringing this to people through food they can eat every single day. And it's funny you say, you know, find what balance works for you, because before Ryan and I were developing Living Prana, that was exactly where a solution I was looking to solve for the world. And it's a story for another day, but effectively recognizing at its core, what you want to do is help people create healthy habits every single day. And if someone doesn't enjoy getting into down dog or crow, you tell them that yoga is the answer. And so meet people where they are and help them do something in repetition every single day, no matter how small or big it may be. And then those benefits build up over time.
Yeah, I love that. The ingredients that you mentioned, like lion's mane and all the mushroom benefits, and there's a rhodiola on here. I'm seeing that it improves mental fitness and helps with stress, just so many. It helps with fatigue. Ingredients as the basis to just help you find that balance in life. If you just do something once a week or do something once a month, say, oh, today I'm going to be healthy. It's like, that's not enough. You know, it has to be something, a part of your routine to make you feel of balance and kind of what works for you, like that 80-20 kind of thing. So I feel like this is something that I'm going to start incorporating to feel like I am just getting back to that balanced state of mind and feeling, and, you know, all encompassing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And with pancakes, we wanted to also be thoughtful around that daily habit. And a process I went through was as we're consuming these every day in the testing and formulation phase, which we do, both Ryan and I basically eat prana cakes and brain cakes every day.
Oh, I'm sure.
the prior version of the pancakes was gluten-free, but it wasn't grain-free. And we had an experience about a year ago where we started feeling some real discomfort after, you know, kind of testing this out. How does this work on a daily basis? And so we had realized the importance of the impact that grains were making on the experience. And we had realized that if we could take our product, make it, you know, fully vegan, removing the dairy, removing the eggs, removing the grains, and put it in a place where even the most sensitive digestive systems can appreciate and enjoy the food, that would be a win for everybody. And that became our North Star. And we think we landed that in a really great way. We've tested this with people with SIBO and IBS, and they've all said no bloating, no discomfort, which has been amazing affirmation for the hard work of, you know, our research and work together in the formulation.
Yeah, it's dairy, eggs, gluten, grains. Yeah, definitely foods that can lead to high inflammation. And in terms of grains, why was that a specific ingredient that you felt that you needed to take out? Because I've heard if you take out grains, you're going to definitely see a difference in your body and how you feel. But when you were creating this, is there a certain reason in terms of benefits of why you took out grain?
You know, where it began, as Brian was saying, you know, we were in this really fun formulation process, and, you know, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. We're eating pancakes every day. And we noticed that something was just off in our digestion. And so initially it was just more of an experiential sensation. And then as we dug deeper and noticed certain elements of what grains can do in terms of clouding the mind, and more of like a brain fog in a sense, mm-hmm. as well, just what grains, not necessarily to everyone, because, you know, it's certainly worth noting that everyone's constitution is unique, and therefore certain ingredients are going to be more beneficial than others for some, but to bring grains out of the equation became obvious to us relative to not just the experience, but then recognizing there is an impact on the digestive process that grains can have. And so when we did our research and looked at what our alternatives were, and we tried a handful of different flours, and buckwheat became this really obvious win for us because it has the highest nutrient density of any flour that we've yet to discover. And the phytonutrients within it are such a wonderful, basically enhancement to the physiology of the base ingredient of our mix, that it was this kind of like, oh wow, this is the home run on a flavor level, on a nutrient level, and then on a digestive level. It was like, wow, this is processing to the point that, you know, in my personal experience, and like Brian said, we, you know, I eat these every day. And for the longest time, it was just around getting the ingredients right and all that. And then it just became, this is just the best way I found for me to start my day. And my digestion, my regularity has never been more on point in my entire life. And to that end as well, when we removed the eggs from the equation as well, which happened relatively simultaneous to the grains coming out, and found, you know, milled chia and what chia brings to the ingredients is it just molds it, or like it combines it really tight. Yeah. And then it omits the need for eggs, but then it also adds this lining to the stomach where you don't feel hungry all day. In a sense, it's just kind of like prolonging your ability to sustain energy. And, you know, both Brian and I are intermittent fasters, and we find the value in living a lifestyle that allows for a shorter time span of eating for the body's rejuvenation that occurs in a fasting process. And with that, when we start kind of breaking our fast with celery juice initially, but ultimately with the cakes as the first solid food, it's a remarkable process of not feeling hungry and feeling nourished, genuinely fed by what you've eaten. And that's where functional food really is, you know, the way to go as we see it relative to what that term was coined in the early 90s. And it has to do with, you know, it's getting value beyond just the nutrients in the food that also improves performance, mental cognition, and you're actually getting more than just nutrients. You're enhancing your life, enhancing your physical experience. And these have just proven to do that on a regular basis in ways that, you know, certainly for me, it almost sounds like I'm promoting it. In a sense, I'm sure I am, but there's the value that I derive directly from eating these every day that has just been kind of mind blowing in a good way.
Yeah. You mentioned even eggs, I think, is an inflammatory food that I'm not saying it leads to inflammation for everyone, but it's a food that a lot of people wouldn't think that would cause them any upset in their bodies. And the other thing is that you really are what you eat. You know, it's not just how you feel internally, but also externally, and your brain and how you feel and your energy levels. There's so much more that goes into it. So I think people that sometimes if they're tired or they're fatigued and maybe they slept, they don't know what's going on, it's just really important to tap into what is going into your body and the foods that are impacting your health and overall being. So I'm raving about your product. I'm excited. And also, Brian, I know something really cool. I know you really took the leap because I know you said bye to your corporate job and then launched Living Prana together, which is a risk. And I'm all about taking risks. However, it's scary when you're going from a stable corporate job to something that is of the unknown. I'd love to hear about your journey of taking the leap, essentially.
Absolutely. So yes, I grew up in New Jersey in an area where parents and friends, families, everybody was working on Wall Street. Everybody was pushing for that last dollar at every expense. It was a very high hustle culture that I grew up around. And that's what I was ingrained with for most of my life. And so I launched and started my career that way after more than a decade of investment banking and private equity backed leadership role for strategy and acquisitions and other consulting work. I was feeling burnt out in a way that I didn't see, I didn't feel a life's purpose in the work that I was doing. I was very successful in my role but had a place where I felt disconnected from making a tangible impact and leaving the world in a better place. And as I got to this point in my life, I started to value that much more than chasing that last dollar. And so I had this interesting moment, and it really was in parallel of the opening of my spiritual path on a retreat in Tulum back in the fall of 2019. And I really had this, you know, what is it moment? What is it that you were going to leave an impact on the world? And it was this big prioritization shift. It was a big shedding around old paradigms and ego to, okay, I know that I want to do something differently. And I actually had then heard a podcast from the founder of Native Deodorant, Moez Ali. And
I use Native. I recently discovered them. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I love the products. And so I heard his podcast. It was one of the first podcasts I actually started listening to, and heard the story and effectively how Native was, you know, pretty much grew up on his dining room table in his home. And that the way at which he was able to build a better for you solution to something that so many people were putting toxins on their body through the substances in traditional deodorant. And so that was my light bulb moment of, I need to do something differently, and I'm going to find a way of which I'm going to have a tangible impact on people's well-being. And so that started a 6-month process where I had trained up my team and I started planning my own departure. Interestingly enough, I took the plunge and gave my notice the day before the WHO declared COVID a pandemic.
Wow. Oh my.
And my family thought I was a little nuts at the time, because there was so much uncertainty in the world. But I couldn't have felt a stronger calling to step into the unknown. And I knew that it was my time in my life to take on and step into those entrepreneurial shoes, to create something for myself and to live through that dharma, that purpose. So It was a fascinating journey. And I found that the more I surrendered into this unknown, the more I feel like the universe has responded and opened doors for me. It's been absolutely fascinating.
Wow, that is incredible. It's almost like when life throws a moment at you that asks you what your purpose is, or are you happy with what you're doing? Are you passionate? Where are you at? It's, you're really evaluating every form of your life. And I think that's, of course, you want to feel like you're financially independent, but I think you also, you know, you also want to feel like you have the passion in you to be happy every day doing what you love. So I really admire so much that you did that and took that leap. And that's so funny. Shout out Native.
Shout out Native. an interesting concept that came through to me as I had taken the plunge was, you may or may not be familiar with Ikigai. It's a Japanese concept, but it's effectively a framework of identifying your life's purpose and your dharma. And it's the intersection of your passion, your mission, a profession and a vocation. So in so many words, you know, what do you want to create? How can you create it? What does the world need? And then can you effectively at some point in time get compensated for it? And the overlapping of those four pieces is effectively, that's your Ikigai. And so it was a fascinating concept. And that was one that was very instrumental to me early on as I was thinking about the pivot away from the corporate world and finding that courage and that North Star.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you were in IB before, and I'm sure you guys have spoken to a lot of investors. When you're speaking to investors, what is something you look for in a company that or a person that wants to invest in you?
Ryan and I have talked about this at length. And in a world today where fortunately there is a lot of capital that is interested in businesses that are trying to leave the world a better place, focusing on sustainability and transparently and doing the right thing through new creations, we look for like a strategic value add that could show up in many ways. That could show up through networking, meaning, you know, key relationships, opening doors to distributors, wholesalers, or somebody who has been involved in a related product or service who says, you know, I know this playbook because I've done it in a similar product or service. I can be a lot of value add. Other ways of which we're looking to surround ourselves with thought leaders, people who have spent time within functional foods and superfoods, nutrition, you know, Ayurvedic coaching and in the whole world of Ayurveda. So for us, it's yes, capital is important to grow a business, but it's a very, very strong focus on value add. And some, even when it comes to investment funds, do you have complementary offerings where we can co-brand, co-partner? How do we create this rising tide lifts all boats scenario? And that's something we're thinking about as well.
I think that's such a, I think it's just such an interesting idea to think about because a lot of people just solely think about capital when they're starting a company, but instead of just getting an angel investor to actually have a strategic investor and someone that's going to really help you grow and scale your business rather than just having the capital to grow it. And I think it's a really interesting perspective to see the two and also which investor aligns with you and your foundations and what you believe in. Because I do think that's such a core part of who you guys are. And I do think that's going to also instill so much more value into your company as well. So I always just find it interesting what you guys believe because I mean, maybe one day I'll start my own business, who knows? And I just love to hear about different advice of people like you.
Absolutely. And yes, you will start your own business.
Well, I'm going to be your guys' biggest fan and advocate for your company. Brian, I don't know if it was that you went through a weight loss journey or advocating about living prana, but I know you speak a lot about weight loss.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a big piece of my why and connecting personally to living prana. So until the last few years, I really struggled with my physical health essentially since childhood. And it started at an early age where healthy habits weren't really established in my home. You know, I grew up in New Jersey where amazing Italian food and Chinese food and bagels and pizza, you know, all of that was surrounding us. And it was a way of life. Food as comfort, mm-hmm. Which was so big for so long. You know, my family didn't really prioritize their health through eating, you know, routines, and I actually saw their health deteriorate over the years. But for me, it wasn't until I was on my own after college, you know, started my own workout regimen and started just discovering healthy eating through healthy cooking, which became a really strong passion of mine. But I still struggled on and off over the years. And it peaked for me in 2015. I actually ballooned up to 227 pounds and I was, you know, high achieving in the corporate world, high stress, highly demanding role. I was in a relationship where I got engaged for all of the wrong reasons. And those two environmental relationship and life stressors effectively created this vicious cycle for me where I was incredibly unhappy. I was highly stressed. And it was demotivating. My mental health just went, you know, totally unwound. And for that, as that happened, you know, I reached for food. I broke my healthy habits. I stopped going to the gym or working out the way that I was and taking care of my body. And it was this self-feeding, perpetuating cycle that got really ugly in my life. And it wasn't until I woke up, you know, it took about 6 months, but I lost 65 pounds. And for me, it was, you know, the dietary changes of eliminating dairy mm-hmm. and refined carbs, minimizing refined carbs, but almost fully eliminating dairy. And that enabled me to receive the clean energy that my body needed, then to get back into my physical health routines naturally. And that then helped me propel and make this big change in my life, effectively saving my own life. You know, at that point in time, I was so unhappy and unhappy. Times I didn't think I would see my way out of it. So I'm so grateful for it, and have seen now that bringing these functional foods into my life, bringing the mushrooms, bringing all these other superfoods, that are enabling me to fuel my body in such a clean way. You know, I don't ascribe to a specific, let's say, diet type or profile, you know, paleo or otherwise. It's now listening to my body, because my body knows what it needs, and I'm able to deliver it in good time, while nurturing and taking care of my well-being.
How long did it take you to lose the 65 pounds?
It was about 6 months. Mm-hmm. So there were a couple of plateaus along the way. I'd say the first 20 came off relatively quickly.
Yeah.
And then I plateaued. And that plateau stuck for a couple of weeks, maybe 3-4 weeks. And then I had another push into it, what, another 10 or 15. So it was like, I would call it three phases over 6 months.
Yeah.
And wow. It was incredible. I mean, for me to think and look at some of the clothes that I donated when I moved out of Florida, where I was living before when this happened, I'm amazed at the transformation and the difference in kind of where I'm at today versus the space that I allowed myself to occupy. I mean, this was self-inflicted. It was environmental, it was stressor, but I couldn't see my way out of it. And I really do credit food and diet as the way which gave me that backbone and gave me that energy to see through the darkness.
Wow. I feel like I think of weight loss as a circle, and there each piece of the puzzle, each piece of the pie is almost like a different form of weight loss. Like, I don't think eating healthy and working out is going to allow you to get to your goals. I think it's one large piece of the pie. But I think another piece of the pie is, let's say, inflammation. If you stop eating those foods that are inflammatory to you, I'm not saying everyone can't eat gluten or dairy, but see how you feel when you eat it. And I think by removing those inflammatory foods, you're going to notice a huge drop in weight. And then there's, of course, exercise and eating healthy. But again, what does healthy mean to you, right? And then the other part is, I think, just finding substitutions for food that you're going to actually enjoy. Like pancakes, for example, if I have normal pancakes every day, that's not probably the best idea for my health. But if I have living prana every day, I know it's healthy. And like, I know this food's good for me. But I think it's really important for people's weight loss journeys to find supplements, find replacements for foods that you like, but just different and more healthy ingredients inside of it. And then the last part is really just like the whole balance side of, what does balance mean to you on like the mindset side? Is it yoga? Is it meditation? Is it walking? Is it getting outdoors? And I think, you know, weight loss is this all-encompassing approach. It's not just forcing yourself to do the things that you hate, but finding the things you love, and food, outdoors, working out, all the things that bring you into balance.
Yeah, I concur. You know, it really is about optimizing our human experience. You know, I think Dave Asprey is one that I've really been cutting my teeth quite a bit on lately, and just appreciating his human upgrades and where he's going with bringing awareness to how we can optimize our physical well-being. And in that process, you know, the longevity that we get, you know, how we can in fact thrive well into ages that historically have kind of been the demise of the human body. And we're seeing a major change right now. It's a really beautiful thing to be a part of, and to be, you know, alive during this time where so much science is supporting how we can optimize our physical wellness and well-being. And, you know, I think that there's to that end, there's also the mental health that yeah. is impacted by a physiology that's out of balance. And so it really does lend itself to, if we have, you know, the red flags popping up around our, let's say, extreme emotions or mental wellness, and this is a natural endemic situation in on planet Earth and mental health, and to appreciate that it's rooted in our physiological imbalances and gut health in particular. And so there's a lot more coming down the pike, and that's something that certainly we're steering our ship towards as well, is optimizing all this new information and technology and science to support how to bring, you know, peace on Earth, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's a lofty goal, but it's absolutely relevant to every individual, as you know, these brain cells on the planet, to bring this harmony is such a, you know, I think microcosm experience we all have as an opportunity to take on. Well, A, feel better, and B, benefit the planet. And so there's like, that brings back to Earth as essential on so many different levels, not just how we functionally optimize our sustainability, but how do we bring health and wellness to the world on such a macro, micro level. And, you know, we all have this opportunity. It's such a gift. It's a precious human birth. And so we're super excited. You know, we've never felt more on purpose, Brian and I, in our own ways, and how we came together and met one another to do this is just its own beautiful narrative of life gives you what you need when you need it, and trusting it and taking that leap of faith and saying yes to what feels like a natural leaning towards, of course we're going to do this. This is a no-brainer. It's been great.
Ryan, drop the mic. I love it. Seriously, you guys have just such an essence and energy about you that not only is so trusting and wanting to try what you guys have created, but you have so much passion behind the ingredients, and obviously there's science behind it too, but the value that each of you instill into your company is incredible. And that's what, you know, that's what people want. You know, that's what's going to make people feel good to trust a company, but also all the ingredients that go into it that you guys have put together. I feel like you guys are like alchemists putting potions, amazing things to make people feel good. And I want to ask you to my last and final question. At Fit Food Junkies, our motto is addicted to health. So Brian, I'll start with you. What are you addicted to?
I am addicted to mushrooms and the way in which they've changed my life. I continue to study and learn more about them every day. There's over 30,000 species that exist in the world. But the way at which it's opened my health, my well-being, my energy, it has absolutely changed my life and has gone a long way to improving my health over the last 2+ years.
And Ryan?
You know, I'll circle back to what I said before and also couple that with, if that's meditation and yoga. I think those two are such essentials to my own experience of physical and mental well-being. And it's a non-negotiable. And because, you know, Brian's my brother, there's the, I'll piggyback on these mushrooms as well, because it's been such, you know, his passion for them as well, mine, but he's brought so much more. And so there's this kind of, I'm going to have to like jump into three different addictions and say all three. There's meditation, there's yoga, and there's mushrooms. I'm going to throw my hat in all three.
Throw your hat in all three.
Emily, you can never have enough mushrooms.
It's kind of crazy. What is it in your day that you specifically have to have individually that's going to create balance for you? Like for me, it's something so small. If I don't stretch first thing in the morning when I wake up, I am out of balance for the entire day. And my stretching is a couple minutes. So yeah. I think it's, you know, if you're listening, fine. I think start with one thing in your day that you can start your morning off with that's going to create balance in your life. And then from there, add little things like try mushrooms, yoga, meditation, a new recipe, try living prana. So there's so many things for people to just feel good on the inside out. And Brian and Ryan, I am so excited to try living prana. Check them out. You guys, thank you so much for coming on. I wish you all the luck in your incredible company that you've created with so much love and passion. And I'm excited to keep following your journey.
Well, thank you, Emily.
How can people find you and discover Living Prana?
It's our Instagram and TikTok @living_prana, Living Prana on Facebook.
Our website is livingprana.co.co. And you can find out more about us, about our products, about our ingredients, about our mission. And you can also order as many pancake mixes as you'd like and enjoy them at home. We're just literally coming through our first production run right now. And it's this epic time for Brian and I to watch something be realized in a physical form that has been so time consuming and passion driven for the last year of our lives. So it's a really fun moment for us. And we're really grateful to be able to share it with you, Emily, and with your listeners. So thank you.
Thank you. And if you're listening, going through a healing journey, weight loss journey, and try maybe replacing one of your meals with Living Prana, see how you feel, see what happens to your body internally, externally. And we're excited to hear how it impacts everyone.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. Make sure to check out Living Prana as well as my Instagram at Fit Food Junkies, because I will be posting about a giveaway for Living Prana. Thank you guys for joining the Fit Food Junkies journey with me.